is meaning of the cross. What does the cross mean to you? The question is simple enough, but I fear few of us give it much thought. Maybe it's because we see the cross in so many places. We see it on necklaces, bracelets, and charms. We see it painted on the sides of train cars. We see it on the roadside after terrible automobile accidents. We might even hang it on the wall of our home. Christians have embraced the cross, but in Jesus' day, the cross represented capital punishment. In fact, execution on a cross was a Roman's primary form of capital punishment. It served a dual purpose. It put an end to the life of someone deemed evil, and it sent a message to everyone else. It was a horrible, painful way to die, and the Romans abused it to discourage anyone who would potentially threaten the peace of the Roman world. For Jesus, the cross meant something very personal and sacrificial and more. The cross meant obedience to his Father and a demonstration of amazing love, unparalleled grace, and unmerited mercy for all of us. It meant recognition of his unique role in our Heavenly Father's plan to provide us with forgiveness that we could not gain on our own. It meant an opportunity that others might have a relationship with our Creator. Paul expressed it in this way in Colossians 1:19-22. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. I must wrestle with that same question. What does the cross mean to me? The cross to me means that no matter what, God's got my back, and I don't know how I could live without that promise. I love what verse 22 says. We are brought into God's presence, holy and blameless, without a single fault. Because of the cross, no matter what you or I have done, we are a child of God, and he's got our back. So if we partake of the bread and juice, ask yourself, what does the cross mean to you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us partake of this bread. Let us partake of this juice. Thank you, Jesus. What does the cross mean to you?
So we are believing today that we are looking towards the kingdom. We are looking towards heaven. But while we're here, we're going to rejoice in the Lord and believe in him. Amen?
Amen,
amen, amen, amen. You know, my favorite scripture is in Philippians. But All throughout that chapter, there's just so much juiciness, Lord. It's not our scripture today. We're not preaching on the scripture. But I just had to share with you that the scripture says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be made known to everyone that the Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious for anything. Do not be anxious for anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, my brother, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honorable, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
Yes.
What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived a concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatsoever situation I am in to be content. I know how to be brought low. I know how to abound. And in every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Here it is, my favorite scripture. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I say that to myself every day. I start my prayer off with it every day because it's true. How many of you know it's true? Because on any given day, you're not strong enough. On any given day, you might not have the strength to even lift your head sometimes. Because maybe you're in pain, or maybe you're in pain in your heart and your mind. But I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Not some things, but all things through Christ who strengthened me. Amen. You know, sometimes we feel like we got everything figured out, don't we? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Sometimes we're in a world of hurt, aren't we? Sometimes we just confused and we can't figure things out. But we try to make our way, don't we? Eight, nine, 10, 11. Sometimes it's just cold. You feel like you're left out. You feel like you're by yourself. Sometimes you don't even know how to explain it to people, do you? 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. And sometimes it is so hot. Sometimes things are just like it's like going to choke you and suffocate you. Right? Amen. Have you been there? Has anybody been there? Where you feel like you just can't figure it out, and there's something inside of you, you know you're supposed to call on the Lord, but just something in you is just not touching and clicking there. Something is just not happening. 18, 19, 20, 21. Now, Ecclesiastes, in the third chapter, the first verse, it says, for everything, there is a season. And a time for everything under the sun. There's a problem around the corner, or there's joy around the corner. Amen. What season do you find yourself in today? Ask yourself, where do you find yourself in today, church?
Right.
Ask yourself, where is your heart today? Where is your mind today? 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. Are you finding yourself in a valley? 27, 28. Or are you halfway up a mountain? Sometimes you could just be in the middle of your climb, in the middle of your journey. Sometimes you could be almost there at the peak, but you're stuck somewhere in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. 29, 30, 31, 32. Now, I bet you all wonder why I'm counting, right? Maybe that might be it. You're wondering why I'm continuing to do these numbers, you know, 33, 34, 35, 36. And I guess I better go ahead and explain myself, 37, 38. I guess I should explain it, I mean, 39, 40, 41. And maybe I should just go ahead and let you in on the title of my message. 42. 43. 44. Has anybody guessed the title of my message yet?
Numbers.
Graduated grammar school.
Count
it. Count it. Count it. I want you to count it. Yes, count it. Yes, count it. When you think about the word count it, 45, 46, well, I get everybody's attention, don't I? 47, 48. You might absolutely think about a succession of numbers compounded and adding one up when you think about the word count, right? You keep on adding numbers and you get to a higher number, right? Or maybe it's something different. Do you guys think that's what I'm talking about today? That I'm just talking about counting? You know, that word count can also mean something else. It could mean consider. It could mean that there's something for you to consider. I could be talking about what you can account in your life, what you can consider in your life. But at this point in time, I'm talking about both. I want you to count, and I want you to consider. 49, 50, 51. 54, 55, 56, 57. So I want you to count. I want you to begin to count as I go on. You'll count with me? Okay. Our text today comes from the book of James, chapter 1, starting at the second verse. And it says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let the steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, wanting nothing. You see, the whole thing about this, people, is that you thought your trouble was just a trouble. And you thought your trial was just a trial. But if you are outside of the will of God, then that's all it is. Just going through the basic vicissitudes of life. But if you are a child of God, that he is building something up inside of you. Amen. Amen. He's training you and getting you ready for something. There is a something that it produces in your life. And the word it tells us that it makes you steadfast. It tells you that you are able to stand. You are able to hold fast. You are able to hold your ground. You're not tossed around by every wind of doctrine. You're not tossed around by everything that comes your way. You're not moved about by every sleight of wind. You're not moved about by every trouble, every whisper, every push, every nudge. It's not moving you, but you are steadfast and holding fast. But sometimes we just forget it, don't we, saints? Sometimes we forget it. We'll pray, we'll be strong in some areas of our life. But in some parts, we just can't seem to get it through. We can't seem to dig into it. And that's where we need some help sometimes, don't we? Yeah. But But God wants you to be steadfast, steadfast and unmovable. It makes me think about the first chapter of Psalms. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law does he meditate day and night. And he is like a tree planted in the, by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. And the leaf does not wither. And all that he does, he prospers. Have you ever heard of a tree getting up and going to the other side of the lake? Yeah. Have you heard of a tree getting up and moving down the way a little bit? Maybe it's a little bit too damp or too moist, but you never heard a tree moving, have you? Well, God wants you to be planted.
That's right. Amen.
Rooted, grounded, and built up in him.
Amen.
Count it all joy.
Yes.
60, 61. I thought you was going to count with me. 62. Sometimes our faith is not where it needs to be. Sometimes it's a struggle. And sometimes we think we have it covered. And we think we've had a way made. But sometimes it's just not enough, is it? Sometimes it's not holding us fast. So how do you know this? Because we run into some areas of our life where we just don't have it all together. But remember, when you're a child of God, you are like a tree planted.
Amen.
You don't have to be moved. You have to remember who you are in Christ.
Amen.
Remember who you are in him.
Right.
And if you remember who you are, when you know who you are, your identity is set in your mind and your heart, then I can't tell you you're something else. If you're a tree, I can't tell you you're a flower.
Right.
Flowers are pretty, but a tree is much stronger. I'd much rather be a tree planted and rooted than a flower. Because somebody can pluck a flower out and it'll wither and die. Oh, but if you're a tree planted by the water, consider it a lesson for your life. Consider it just a stepping stone. 63, 64, 65. And on paper, you think that sometimes you can figure life out, don't you? Some of you can have it all figured out and mapped out. On paper, it sounds like it's good, don't it? On paper, it sounds like you've got it all figured out today. But sometimes we don't have it figured out. And my assignment today, 67, 68, 69, is to tell you that when it all gets on down and you look back and you look forward, that if you're a child of God, it's going to add up. It's going to add up in your favor. It's going to add up in your favor, children of God. But if you're not in God's graces, if you're outside of his will, then it wouldn't add up for you. You can throw a rock at it. You can try to plan it. You can look for it. You can hope you got it in your pocket. You can search all day. But if you're not a child of God, then you're just practicing for the real test. Which is when you're a child of God, when you're calling on his name, and when you're trusting in Jesus, it's all added up in your favor. It may hurt right now while you're going through it. It might seem like it's not going to work. But when it adds up for you, God begins to saturate your life. It begins to saturate your life because you begin to pray more. You begin to look into his word more. You begin to hear the word of God, and it begins to get inside of you.
Right.
It begins to change who you are on the inside. How many know that change is good?
Amen.
If it's going up?
Amen.
How many know that change is good if it's making you better? How many know that if you are changed from a closed mind to a mind that can receive the word of God, that can receive the spirit of God in your life, then change is good for you? Because it's an upward growth. It's like you being that tree that's planted and growing up tall and strong, and your roots are digging down deep. Hallelujah. This is what God wanted to do for you. 70, 71, 72. If you're not saved, if you have not repented, if God has not led you in your life, and you're just saying you believe. You know, Pastor Jeff, you can actually do they believe. People will always generally tell you what?
Yes.
But their life does not bear the fruit.
That's right, brother.
Because if they were a tree planted, it would bear fruit, right?
That's right.
Oh, but you thought you was getting a big old juicy apple, but you got lemons. Or you thought that you had a big old juicy apple, but you got all shriveled up raisins instead. What do you want your life to produce? Child, man, woman of God, what do you want your life to produce today? What do you want it to bring to you? Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. You know who you are sitting there. You know what state you're in. If you are a believer, then you can dig deeper. God will build you up. But if you know that your heart is not made right with God, if you know that your heart is not in the right place with God, you have a decision to make today for your life. We always say it. We always preach it. We always talk it. But the real deal is, when you hear the word of God and the truth of God, you are responsible for what you hear. Your life is governed by what you know. And at that day, I think I heard Brother Darnell say in the devotion last week, that when you stand before God and he opens up the book, what do you want it to say about you? What do you want it to say about you? Do you want it to show that your sins are forgiven?
Yes.
That you get to enter in? Do you want it to say that about you? In Isaiah 40:3 it says, but they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen.
Why is that important for us as children of God? It's important because we need it every day.
Yes.
Every day is a new day.
Yes.
Every day is a new day.
Sure.
So we need his strength every day.
Amen.
We need his power every day.
Mm-hmm.
77, 78, 79, 80. You may be going through something in your life as a child of God. But today is the day that I want you to ask yourself a question. Do I really believe what I confess? Do I believe what I pray about? Do I stand on the word of God and in truth? Do I believe it to where I don't have to worry? Then when something happens, the first thing, the first reaction in my life is to call upon the name of the Lord. That is what God wants from you.
Amen.
People are watching you today. If you profess to be a child of God, will you fall under the trouble of everything that happens in your life? Will you speak in doubt or will you walk in faith?
Amen.
Will you believe? Will you live like you believe? Will you stand up and call on God right now in your time of trouble and in your time of need? And will the time of need only reflect your need, or will it reflect what you always do, which is serve and praise a God that is always there?
Amen.
Because God is there for you.
Yes.
Even when you don't recognize that he's there for you.
Yes.
God has never been waiting. We have not been waiting on God. People always say that. God is waiting on us to worship him in spirit and in truth. God is waiting on us to live a life that is pleasing in his sight. God is waiting on us to believe that he is.
Yes,
he is. God is not waiting for you to sit back and sit down and say, well, I'm going to believe in the Lord. I'm going to sit down in my chair and I'm going to wait for him to come to me. I'm believing in the Lord and I'm holding on strong. I believe in the Lord and I know he's going to come through. What are you going to do today? Are you going to stand in faith? Are you going to speak in faith?
Amen.
Are you going to move in faith? Are you going to believe and act on your belief?
Yes.
Are you going to walk strong and tall? Because God is here for you today. He's not waiting for you to fold up and go home. He's waiting for you to stand strong and proclaim it in the streets. Because everybody's looking at the life of a saint. So many places today, you can say the name of Jesus, but they'll be ready to accuse you at the moment you fall into trouble. But I'm here to tell you today that I believe in the Lord our Savior. I believe in Jesus Christ our Savior. I believe in Him. And I know that the devil is a liar. Everything about Him is a liar. So that means your pain is a liar. That means your faltering is a liar. The deceit and the deception from the devil is a lie. The only thing that holds true in your life today as a child of God is that you already have the victory. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what is approaching you, no matter what you're looking at, know that the end is already in sight. For God has given you the victory. You may think that you're having trouble and trial and you're going through and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're being so patient. Well, God wanted to build patience in you. He wanted you to talk to Him more. He wanted you to seek Him more. And when you find an area in your life where you just are not getting the victory, God is trying to show you something. So don't just keep rehearsing your problem. Seek God. Ask Him what He's trying to build up in you. Because He's going to build up something great in every one of His children. But we know today that He is not dead. His power is not dead. His spirit is not dead. Everything is alive in Christ Jesus. That means the gift of the Spirit are not dead. That means we should be prophesying in the church. We should be seeing healing in the church. We should be seeing people getting filled by the Holy Spirit in the church. We should see people breaking through in the church. We should see you standing up in praise. We should see you worshiping God because you've already got the victory. Because you believe that He is with you right now. You are not faltering. You're not failing. Because God never fails. And my daddy says I'm a victor. So if my daddy's a victor, and he's my daddy, then I'm going to walk in that. He taught me. He taught me to stand strong. He taught me to put on the armor that He gave me. He said that I can stand strong in faith. He said I have a salvation all about me. He gave me a sword, which is His word. But so many of us don't put it to use. So many of us don't put it to use. So today, my assignment was to tell you to count it all joy. To count it all joy. Oh, I'm sorry. Consider it all joy. Because He's building something up inside of you. You are a lifeless stone, a holy priesthood. You are the sons and daughters of God. And if you're not a son and daughter of God, then you repent today. You come to the altar today so you can partake in this glorious thing that He has built for us. He set it all before us. We are victorious in Him. We are strong in Him. We have power in Him. So I don't want to hear you saying that you are defeated. I don't need to hear you saying how you're beat down, how you're confused, how you don't know what to do. Yes, you do, child of God. You know exactly what you need to do. You need to bow your head and pray. You need to crack open a Bible and begin to read. You need to stand touching and agreeing with one of the children of God that you know. Get to the elders in the church. Let them pray a prayer with you. Stand firm. And then when it all happens and you think it's not over, rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat it. Rinse and repeat it. Rinse and repeat it. Rinse and repeat it. Keep on. It's just a long journey. It's the long haul. It's the journey. It's the valley. It's traveling over the mountain. God is not going to take that valley away. God is not going to move that mountain. But God is going to do something inside of you. Amen. He's going to do something inside of you to give you the strength.
Yes. Yes.
The strength to make it through.
Yes.
Every time these doors of the church open, you should be here.
Amen.
If there's a Bible study you can be a part of, you should
be there.
Every time they're coming for prayer, you should be there. And if you can't be there, pray right where you are.
Amen.
You should be doing it.
That's right.
Nike said, just do it. Well, you need to just do it.
That's right.
That originated here, because we are just going to be the doers of the word.
That's right.
We're going to do it.
Right.
If you want the victory in your life, then do it.
That's right.
No need in crying anymore. I can think of myself just a year ago. So many things were weighing me down. And I was always complaining about what was wrong. And in my 100-day challenge, I said, you know what? I got to stop complaining. I got to stop worrying and sitting up at night. I refuse to do it. I got to start believing like the Bible said. I say that I'm a believer, so I'm going to get into my holy faith, and I'm going to believe God, because He is. I'm going to believe God.
Amen.
I'm going to stand on faith. And if it's a hard time coming, then I'm going to get with somebody that has more faith than me, and I'm going to tell them I need some prayer.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Don't you be a victim. You can dig inside a little deeper. You can dig inside a little deeper. If it's overtaking you, then pray some more. If it's beating you out, then get some more word in you.
Amen. Right.
I know, because this is what I had to do for me. So I know that it works.
Amen.
I don't worry like I used to anymore. I don't sit up at night worrying. I know that God's going to work whatever it is out.
Yes.
I know that God is going to make whatever it is happen. 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86. I can remind you of something. 87, 88, 89, 90. In verse 17 of that first chapter of James, 17 and 18, by the way, it says, every good gift, every perfect gift is from above.
Amen. Amen.
Coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of His Son will He brought down for us by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits in His creature. You are the first fruit. And if you believe this today, if you believe it, then you've already got half the battle won. If you don't fully believe it, that every gift, good gift comes from God, and that you are victorious in Him, then you got to get there. Don't be stagnant with this. Don't sit down on this.
Right.
Because our adversary, the devil, is seeking who can devour.
That's right.
He wants to devour you. And the way that he attacks you is how? Your mind.
Right.
Your heart. He tries to disorient you. He gets you all worried. He gets you all afraid. He gets you off and isolated by yourself. He gets you to have a pity party. Woe is me. And he tears you down.
Yes, he does.
But this is why the word of God is so important. Excuse me. This is why you being filled with the Holy Spirit, it's so important for your life.
Yes.
If you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you ought to be at this altar every time the church opens.
Right.
Every time there's an altar call.
Right.
Every time there's prayer and worship. You should be seeking it day and night.
Right. Yeah.
Because you need that power.
Yeah.
You need that power to help you stand.
Right.
You need that power to help you through.
Yeah.
Because we didn't come here today to move you. Oh no. We're here to move God. God responds to praise. God responds to our faith. God responds to our worship. God responds to a person, a man, a woman who puts Him first in their life. God responds to you, child of God. When He sees you reaching for Him. When He sees that you're believing Him, when He sees that you're putting it into action, He said that He gave you armor. He gave you a shield of faith, a sword, which is the word, a helmet of salvation, a breastplate of righteousness. Your feet were shod with the preparation of the gospel. Your loins were girded with truth.
Right. Amen.
He dressed you for the fight.
Yes.
He made you ready. He didn't leave you out there unprepared. He didn't leave you alone. He didn't leave you where you could be beat up on by life. He made you strong. And if He let you be in the battle. See, one thing we got to understand. Don't you ever say that God tempted you. Because in that same chapter, it says that God never tempts you. God never does that. But He will use that that is coming at you to build something up in you. Yes, He did. So I'm looking at every face that's here. And I'm believing for each one of you. 91, 92, that you are going to have a change of heart. And if you're a believer, that your heart is going to be solidified in Him. That you're going to dig deeper into your faith. Because it's time for the children of God to grow. It's time for the people at Jesus' name, Pentecostal Church, to grow in faith. Because the work is being done. The work is set before us. And are you ready for the challenge? Are you ready to count it all joy? Are you ready to believe on Him? You know, I've been counting all through this. And if you and if you haven't begun to count yourself and think about the things you've been through, to add it all up, then why aren't you? From today, you ought to be adding it all up. I had fear yesterday, but I prayed and it went away. One.
Right, right.
My back was hurting yesterday, but I gave it to God, and He healed me, too.
Amen.
I had a little something happen to my car, but I prayed and everything worked out. Three. I was digging deep in because I was so tired, but I prayed God and He gave me strength. Four. I needed to worship Him because I needed to feel closer to the throne. Five. I needed to draw Him closer to me because my family, my children are acting up. Six. I needed faith even more because I needed to believe for my husband because he was going through. Seven.
Right. Amen.
You can attach a number to the thing that's going on in your life, but you better count it all joy.
Hallelujah.
You better add it all up towards your faith. You ought to add it all up towards your power. You ought to add it all up towards your strength. You ought to add it all up because God is making you something. God is building something inside of you.
Amen.
And if you think this word is not touching you, I'm going to tell you something. God doesn't do anything in vain.
Right. That's right.
Every word has its purpose. Every word has a target. But what I'm going to say to you is if your faith is lacking, stop playing with yourself.
Amen.
If you've been hearing the word and you know you need to be saved, stop playing with yourself. Because you're not playing with God. You're playing with yourself. If you're close to the fire but you're not on fire, stop playing with yourself. Salvation is near. Your breakthrough is right here at the Jesus Name Pentecostal Church.
Amen.
It's right here for you today. It's right here so that you can partake of it. It's right here so that you can grow. So, I'm going to say these last few numbers, 93, 94, 95, 96. And it can all add up for you. So that yes, you may have had some of these things that I mentioned, some trouble in your life. You may have had some things that came at you. But I want you to add it all up and count it all as joy. Consider it that God is helping you. God is making you something stronger and better. 97, 98, 99. A man, a woman of uncompromising faith. You can reach 100 in Him. You can reach the full potential of your power in Him. You can be everything that God wanted you to be. I look at Brother Darnell, and a year ago he spoke differently than he does now. Because he stayed steadfast and unmovable, ever abounding in the faith. Proud of that, brother. So many of you are overcomers and don't even know it. Because you forgot who you were in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
It's time for you to remember who you are today. It's time for you to remember who you are today. God wants you to remember. God wants to loose you from the things that shackled you. God wants to loose you from whatever was binding you.
Yes.
We've seen people heal in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We've seen people overcoming adversity in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We've seen people get through things they never thought they'd make it through in the name of Jesus. We've seen people be surrounded by things. But it says, count it all joy when you suffer divers temptation. When things are all around and about you. When you're living in fear, don't you fear anymore.
Amen. Amen.
You're living in pain, don't live in pain anymore. God is ready to save you and bless your life. God God is ready to bring you through whatever it is. Stand to your feet today. Stand to your feet. God is in the healing business. God is in the saving business. God is in the blessing business. God is in the business of hearing your prayers. If your heart is not right with God, then you need to come forward and give your life to Him today. But for those of you who believe that are having little things in your life, you know, my old pastor used to say, this is a small box that destroys the mind. So if there's little things in your life, or maybe you got a big giant in your life, now is the time to reach up towards heaven. We're going to touch and agree with each other and believe God is one. And believe that God hears us. Because the day you found out that you can count it all joy when you suffer diverse temptations, that God can bring you through no matter what. I believe in Him so strongly. I believe in Him so wholeheartedly. I hope you do too. So let's lift our hands towards heaven and thank Him and seek Him. Because today is the day of your salvation. Today is the day that you're going to break through. So in the name of Jesus, let the chains fall. Let the shackles fall off. In the name of Jesus. All of our sin no more. All of them in fear, I fear no more. All of them in pain, I'm in pain no more. I'm delivered in the name of Jesus. All saved in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for your name is the fullness of joy. In your name there is victory. In your name there is power. In your name there is peace. You are able to let me sleep tonight, oh God. You are able to wake me up in the morning. You are able to get me through my hard times and my good times. It's all the same because my faith is unwavering. Oh, help me be planted, oh God. Oh, help me be planted. In your name, Jesus, give your children the victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you're seeking more from God today, you can come forward. If you know you need more from Him today, now is the time to seek Him. That He'll bring you through all your trouble and your trial. That He'll bring you through all your pain. And even if you're having a good time, that you'll store up riches in you. That when the time comes when you're going to go through something, that God will fortify your soul and keep you strong. Those who have been through something know what I'm talking about. You know that God can bless you and keep you. And then it never ends because you need strength every day. So I pray that you have strength in the Lord. I pray that you seek Him today.